This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Corn is trading slightly higher this morning, but was lower in the overnight trade. The nearby months are slightly higher, while deferred contracts are lower. Despite the bearish tone in the markets recently, March corn is on track for a slight gain on the week, as long as it closes in the green today. Yesterday's export sales report was strong for corn and near the upper range of expectations, which has been supportive this week. The USDA's crushings and co-products report yesterday showed that 481.7 million bushels of corn was used for ethanol in December, which was up 56% from a year ago. Soybeans are trading higher to start the day, but were slightly lower in overnight trade. Higher soybean meal is supportive, while soybean oil is lower. March soybeans are on track for a slight loss on the week, while the November contract is on track for a small gain. Poor export sales this week pressured prices. Yesterday's fats and oils report from the USDA showed that total soybean crush for December was 204 million bushels, 17 million bushels above this time a year ago, and a new monthly record. Yesterday, non-commercials were estimated to have sold 8,000 contracts of soybeans, which would have added to their net short position. All three wheat classes trading higher today, and were mostly higher yesterday as well. Funds are likely short covering as prices move higher. All three wheat classes on track to post a higher close for the week. Although little fresh news has supported prices, it's nice to see them off of their lows. The forecast for world wheat stockpiles was increased slightly to 319.7 million metric tons from 319.3 million metric tons. Previously, there had been concerns of a shrinking wheat stockpile. Russia's grain exports rose by 23% between July 1st and January 31st, which is 23% more grain exported than the previous year. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I have been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
March corn down a half cent at 446 and three quarters. March soybeans down one and a quarter at 1202 even. March soybean meal up $3.40 at 365.10. March soybean oil down 74 cents at 44.86. On the Merc, February live cattle up 25 cents at 180 even. March feeder cattle down 15 cents at 244.72. February lean hogs down 2 cents at 75.77. February pork cutout unchanged at 88 even. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.